Mobile is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Phoebe said, I love to listen to your phone tap calls, and I'd love to have you call my husband, Evan. He really appreciates your kind of humor.
Oh, good.
I think it would be great if you pranked him.
All right, well, just so happened, Phoebe has her car in to get an oil change. So, well, naturally, Robert Hassenpepper is the mechanic and needs to call about a problem. Welcome, Evan, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Evan.
Who's this?
Hi, Evan. Robert Hassenpepper down at the garage. Your wife brought your car in for an oil change.
Oh, right. Yeah. So the car's ready for pickup.
Well, not exactly. That's why I'm calling you. We ran into a little snag.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so we finished the oil change. We brought the car down from the lift. I'm taking one more look under the hood, and what do I see? There's a squirrel in there.
What?
Yeah, that's what I say. A squirrel, a baby squirrel. I'm with the car right now. We got the hood up.
And there's a squirrel in there, you're telling me.
Well, I can't see him right now. I mean, let me see. He just keeps ducking in and out of the engine compartment.
Okay, well, how did he even get in there?
Well, that I don't know, but he's in there now. And whenever we try to grab him, he ducks back in there somewhere. It's like playing whack-a-mole. He's a little guy, and there's a bunch of places for him to hide around the engine, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I get it. And this is why you're calling me? I'm kind of confused.
Well, I'm not sure what you want us to do here.
Yeah, well, I guess I'd say you gotta get the squirrel out of my car, right?
I mean, we've been trying to get him out for about a half an hour now. I mean, we've been trying to move stuff out of the way so we can find the little guy. I mean, I took the air filter out, then I took out the battery.
You gotta be kidding me. You're kidding me, right?
Well, we took out both headlights, too, because it seemed like you might climb in there, too, little sucker.
Oh, my gosh. Are you being serious? You took that much stuff out already?
Yeah. I mean, next thing, probably going to take out the cooling fan and the radiator. Kind of a big deal, right?
So, wow.
But then we ought to be able to track him down.
Okay, no. Do not take anything else apart. This is ridiculous.
Well, all right. Whatever you say.
Do you still have the car? Did the car start?
Well, I'm not going to start the car. What are you, a monster? I know the little guy's in there. Would you do that? All those belts and fans spinning around? That could end real badly for the squirrel. You know what I mean? There'd be a lot of cleanup. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, and I get that. So I guess just don't start the car then right now. I mean, that's going to cost more money probably.
Well, let me take a look again. I got a flashlight. I'm going to get under the chassis here. See what I can see.
All right. I mean, do you see anything?
Get under the car here. Well, not yet. Hey, Squirrely. Hey, little buddy. Hey, Squirrely. Come on out. Oh, did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Well, I think I heard some rustling in there. I think he's up on top again. Hang on, let me get up there. Just a second. Getting too old for this.
Okay, look, can you beep the horn? I mean, maybe that'll just scare him.
Well, no, I tried that. No go.
I really do think this, like, a loud noise would get him out of there.
Well, you know what? You're on to something. Maybe that's an idea.
What?
I mean, I've got a boombox here in the shop. I could bring that over by the car, turn on the radio real loud.
All right. I guess it's worth a try. Whatever you got to do.
What radio station you think I should put it on, Evan? I mean, I was thinking of, I don't know, maybe the Ben Davis and Kelly K show, you know. The station that, you know, calls people up like this and pranks them and puts them on the radio.
Are you waiting? What?
Hi, Evan. How you doing? Ben Davis, Kelly K. And yeah, this called a little phone tap.
Come on. For real? You got to be kidding me right now.
To be honest, it was Phoebe's idea to mess with you today, but you know what?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You guys freaked me out. Oh, man, that was awesome.
That's great. We're going to put it all back together. We promise.
Eventually. Eventually, we'll put your car back together. But the good news, no squirrels were harmed.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. The sound effects really added to it. I felt like there was a literal squirrel. And good job, like, pretending to get under the car. Yes. All that.
Yeah, for sure. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.